Well, folks, we're very excited. We're here at Rodney Strong Vineyards, and this is the heart and soul of Sonoma County, and we haven't been here for a while, and we have to catch up with some of the wines, and some of the wines are just incredible, and we are surrounded by many AVAs that are world-famous here, and a world-famous winemaker sitting here. Greg Mortel, great to be with you, sir, and it's time for Cabernet. We're going to start in the Alexander Valley, and we could spend a lot of time talking about your wines from there.
Oh, yeah, we own quite a bit of property up in Alexander Valley. There's about, I think we're about 400 acres that we own up there. So three different vineyards. We've got the Alexander's Crown down in the south, cooler vineyard, more volcanic, plus a little bit of seafloor soil. And then you get up to Rockaway, which is just outside of Geyserville, so 5 or 6 miles north of there. And it's a couple of degrees cooler and higher elevation. And then you get all the way up to Brothers, which is just outside of Cloverdale in the northern end of the Alexander Valley. And it's even warmer there, up to about 67 degrees on average and even higher elevation.
It's interesting because Sonoma County is extensive and there's many regions that grow grapes. But Alexander Valley is pretty extensive in itself. Kind of an interesting subject to talk about the different vineyards and the different nuances you're getting out of these vineyards. And you got it covered.
Yeah. Those vineyards have different soils on each one of them. And so you can go from clay-based soils to sandstone. You've got some volcanic soils down in the south and some seafloor-based soils up in the north.
But it's also very special for the Cabernet lovers who are going to love these wines and the food that goes with them.
Yeah, the Crown usually, sometimes a little bit of even the blue fruits, which is unusual for me. That's the only vineyard I ever get that from, but it's got a little bit of black cherry usually, a little bit of herbal tones. It's all clone 4 Cabernet down at the Crown. Been making it since 1974. And then you get up to Rockaway and you've got this pretty variable soil. The elevation climbs up. We do have a little Petit Verdot Malbec Merlot there as well. Latest vintage, got a pinch of the Petit Verdot and Merlot in particular. And then you get up to Brothers and you get up into those warm climates, climbing up that hillside, west-facing slopes, just faces the afternoon sun, and you get Cabernet that just goes into the cassis and the darker fruit tones and chocolate and things like that.
Well, you're making me hungry just speaking of these wines and great foods to go with these. But you really have to get into the different nuances of these different areas. And Alexander Valley is a huge area here. You're very lucky to be farming those, and you'll be doing that quite a bit in the next few months.
Oh, yeah, we're just we're heading into crush. But yeah, you got a valley that's about 20 or 22 miles long, so, and just a little seam in the earth, really, and it just gives you a lot of different variations on Cabernet, which is one of our specialties.
Well, folks, we have a specialty today, and it's going to be food and wine here with the wines of Rodney Strong. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, my pleasure.